You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Dickinson, Mark Medina, Warriors this week here on a Saturday, 95.7 The Game. And let's get to our first guest on the program. And it's a pleasure to be joined by one of the newest members of the Golden State Warriors, Glenn Robinson III. He joins us right now, right here on 95.7 The Game. Glenn, thanks a lot for joining us. We really appreciate it. How are you this Saturday?
Hey, no problem, guys. How you guys doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're doing real well. Let's just start off. What made the Warriors appealing to you as you're looking at, trying to continue your career and find a fit that suits your game?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, being a player from University of Michigan, coming out of college, learning to play that way in that style of play through B-line and really learning a system and playing, organized basketball like we play. And I also think the past, this will be year six for me, but the past 5 years, just watching other guys and just learning from professionals, and I think that I can really bring that to the team and along with my hard work. So, I was excited when I got a call from the Warriors, and it's always been a dream spot for me to land there. And couldn't have asked for a better opportunity for me to just take advantage of.
Yeah, Mark and Glenn, how much is just the Warriors and everything that's been going on around them play into it? It's a scenario where obviously Kevin Durant was here. He's not. Andre Iguodala was here. He's not. And now we start looking at the small forward position, and there's a heck of an opportunity for somebody to come in and really contribute to this team.
Yeah. I think that I'm very excited about the opportunity. And I think that, with a couple guys being gone, you always hate to see that. But it'll be a huge opportunity for me and, a chance for me to really prove what I got. But more just a chance to fit into the system. And I talked to Coach Kerr, talked to a couple players, and I'm just excited to be joining the organization. Like I said, a first-class organization. Couldn't ask for a better spot to land.
Hey, Glenn, Mark Medina, I'm one of the Warriors beat guys for the Bay Area News Group. Congratulations with everything.
Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. Glenn, you mentioned that Steve Kerr talked with you, some of the other guys. Who were some of those guys, and what was the takeaways that you took in your conversation with Steve Kerr and some of his players?
Yeah. So I met Damian Lee, and actually met Spellman, a couple guys up at Summer League when I was just went before I signed recently in San Fran. But I think, talking to Coach Kerr, it was huge for me to, just get a chance to talk to him and just to get his feel on things, especially when you're going through the process of free agency. And, when I got a chance to speak with him, it really put my mind at ease, just because, last year being in this position and free agency, sometimes things just doesn't go how you want them to go. Opportunities don't seem to be what they seem to be sometimes, talking to Coach, it really put my mind at ease because, as you guys know, he's a first-class guy. He treats his player with great respect, and that's how everybody in the organization seems to be, and that's really exciting just because you see why guys want to come here. You see why guys want to play for the Warriors, just because of things like that. And, just talking to him, he just talked to me about opportunity will be there, working hard and just continuing to learning the system and coming in and playing hard. It'll be there. So I'm just excited.
Yeah, Glenn, to your point about the opportunity, there's no question there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunity, but it's also going to be an interesting challenge. Just knowing Kevin Durant's obvious resume, given the set of circumstances and what this team has with yourself and Alec Burks and Alphonso McKinney and maybe other options that Steve Kerr has at the wing position, what do you think it will take to be able to overcome the challenge of at least offsetting the obvious benefit of having Kevin Durant on your team and, kind of the challenges that come with not having him anymore?
Yeah, obviously when you lose a superstar, it's hard to make up for. But I think that if anyone had to do it, it would be, a team like us, especially a coach like who Steve is, you know. And I think that now with me, Alfonso, like you said, Alec, you know, and a couple of guys at the wing spot, I think that he's excited. And I think that he'll be able to, just seeing the way that he does things and the way that he operates in the past, I think that I'm excited to see what he does because he's a very smart coach and he knows how to use his players to the best of their ability. You know, he's not a coach looking at what guys can and can't do, but how they can fit into the system and how they can help, how we can help each other, how he can help us. And that seems like what he's about, you know, when I talk to him. So like I said, I'm excited to adjust and, you know, get used to the system and things and just working hard this summer to come in and prove myself. And I tell people all the time, you know, it never stops. You know, you never can stop working because when I first came into the league, you know, you just go right back down at the bottom of the ladder. You climb yourself up, you know, and you continue to get better. So that's my main goal and my main job and the focus in the summer is just to focus and get better every single summer, you know, and that's been my goal. And, you know, this will be year six for me. So I was talking to my dad, and he was like, man, you're doing something right. You know, this is year six, and keep it going and keep continuing to get better.
Glenn Robinson III joining us here on 95.7 The Game. And for those of you that don't know, Glenn Robinson III, the son of Glenn Robinson, the big dog, the number one overall pick in the 94 NBA draft of the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, you know, Glenn, the Warriors have the history of, you know, Steph's pops played in the league. Klay's pops was actually the number one pick back in the day as well, like your dad was. I mean, what's it like kind of growing up around the game and having, you know, somebody that's been through it all to kind of draw info and experience from?
Yeah, it's been really cool. You know, I think having the same name as my dad when I grew up, when I was younger, I wasn't a huge fan of that. You know, I often, you know, didn't like having the same name as my dad or didn't call it that. But as I got older, you know, it helped me. You know, it helped me in college when, you know, teams would look at me. It helps me now. You know, people remember his name and see my name. But the most important thing was just to create my own footsteps, you know. And I think that that's what I always see and that's what's consistent in players who have fathers who play in the league. And, you know, so but it does help, you know, because he's done the traveling. He's, you know, had to deal with tickets. He's had to deal with families. He's had to deal with, you know, a lot of different things that we go through nowadays ourselves. So having someone to kind of bounce those ideas off of and talk to about a lot of things just makes it that much easier, you know, especially another pro who did this for 12 years. So it just helps me a lot to continue to learn, you know, because like I said, I just never want to stop learning.
Yeah, Glenn, and especially in today's NBA where, you know, 3-and-D guys are at such a premium, where do you think you're at this point in your career and your game when it comes to shooting the three ball and also defending perimeter players?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm most excited about joining the organization is, you know, getting a chance to prove myself what I can do on both sides of the floor and be that 3-and-D guy that we need. I was looking, you know, for that huge opportunity here when I was with Detroit. Last year, you know, unfortunately things didn't work out, but, you know, God has plans and, there's a, you know, even greater blessing down the line. You know, I was talking to my mom and I was like, who would have thought that, you know, I would be going to the Warriors. And, like I said, it's the perfect opportunity I feel like for me and, everything that I've been asking for to be able to prove myself. So, last year, you know, minutes were iffy, you know, a lot of things were up in the air, but that's how the league is, you know, and it takes one coach to believe in you, one opportunity, you know, and I think that just as long as you remain focused on what you can and stay grounded and stay working, it'll all work out, you know, but I think that 3-and-D is definitely my game. When I was here with the Pacers, I actually live in Indiana, still in the offseason, it's where I am right now, but when I was with the Pacers, you know, I guarded the best player on the court, you know, whenever they came on, and you know, I look forward to doing that this year too, especially with, you know, a defender like Klay out, you know, and guarding Paul George every single day in practice, you know, oftentimes sliding to the floor, guarding Blake. So I think I have a lot of versatility on the defensive end and being in the system and not too worried about my shot, you know, and just talking to the guys and talking to some of the assistant coaches and Steve, you know, they have no problem letting the ball go, you know, and no problem with confidence and in their shooters, you know, so I'm just very excited.
Hey, Glenn, given just where the Warriors are at, where there's a lot of changes this offseason, right? I mean, Kevin Durant's gone. Klay Thompson's going to be out at least for the beginning of the season because of his knee injury. They're getting D'Angelo Russell, a lot of new faces, but at the same time, they still have Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Given all that, what's your sense of what Steve Kerr and the guys' expectations and what your expectations are for what you guys can accomplish as a team next season?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we haven't all got together and talked, but every time you're going into a season, our expectations is to get better each and every day so that, you know, when we're looking at this thing and playoff time, we're sitting in a good position, you know, and our goal is always to win a championship. Every team that I've been on, you know, when we go to training camp, that's the first thing we say, you know, and that's the first mission. And I think that that's where everyone's mindset should always be. But still having guys like Steph, who's a great player, and, you know, people seem to be, you know, not doubting him, but I think people, you know, forget how great he is, you know. And even though we lose a guy like KD and Klay's hurt a little bit, you have him coming out with a chip on his shoulder. Draymond, same thing, every night playing hard. You know, and then you got, you know, some young core and add pieces. And I feel like once we really get flowing and learning each other, and because sometimes you can't beat a system, you know, and sometimes you can't beat smart teams, you know. And I think that, you know, if we all come together on the same page, and that's why I'm excited, is just to be able to play on a system where I'm able to make reads, where I'm able to cut, use my athleticism, like I said, defend and shoot. I think that it'll be perfect for my mentality and my mindset and my game, and just excited to get going. And really, as soon as I found out that was the spot I landed, you know, I really got the chills, you know, because I felt like it would just be a great opportunity for me and my career. You know, like I said, because it takes one team to believe in you to really change your whole career, you know. And this is my sixth year in the league, and I've seen guys do that, you know. Look at Pascal from Toronto, you know, look at a couple different, Fred VanVleet, you know, look at a couple different guys in the league, you know, and you always seem to see every year, you know, a couple of new names kind of pop up and spark a lot of attention. You know, I think that it's really opportunities like these that make that.
Glenn, we really appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes out on a Saturday. And I got to tell you, you know, looking at your stats and bringing up your profile, it just as we knew you were going to be coming on, you got the best birthday, my man. January 8th is where it's at. That's my birthday as well.
Oh yeah, we share it with Elvis.
That's right. Elvis, the most famous, right?
Sounds like you guys might be celebrating in style next year.
We'll have to catch up. I got you by a couple years, Glenn, but we'll have to catch up on that.
Yeah, we'll have to celebrate together. That'd be great.
All right, appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it. All the best to you.
Talk soon. Thank you, guys.
All right, Glenn Robinson III joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.